Thank you for tuning in to the online service. Those of you who can't make it to church on a Sunday morning, we're just grateful that you tuned in here. My message this week is, how far does they fall from an apple tree? How far? Well, you hear people talking about maybe somebody famous, and a son comes along or a daughter comes along, and they say, you know, they didn't fall that far from the apple tree. Meaning, they're pretty good shape, too. They're pretty good people. Well, we hear that, and then we always hear that one rotten apple infects the entire bushel. I think it does. I've found that to be true. A rotten apple gives us ethylene gas, which does indeed spread to every other fruit around it. Even fruits that aren't apples will ripen and rot faster due to the rotten apple's infectious presence. But no one talks too much about the advantage of a really good apple, you know, a good, healthy apple. Likewise, will keep those around you safe and healthy and ripening at just the right pace. And we may take the good apple for granted, but you can't underestimate the value of an entire bushel of good apples when it comes to good fruit. Now, you've heard me say that an apple a day will keep the doctor away, but the book of Proverbs says a proverb a day will keep the devil away. Well, whether good or bad, the state of a single apple can influence the bushel for bad or for good. Amen? People may not give off ethylene gas, although I guess it's possible, the same way that an apple does, but one person too can influence an entire group. One bad influencer can cause dissension, division, and all variety of bad behavior. One bad leader can cause anxiety and depression and low morale. And it doesn't take long for all of that stuff to go viral. I hear about, so-and-so is a good influencer. But what about the good ones? You know, psychologists have a word for the positive influence of that one good apple. They call it positively contagion. Yeah, positive behaviors can go viral. And we just tend to hear about these people a bit less. But while the bad actors tend to keep drawing the most attention, those good apples are busy spreading optimism, happiness, positive morale with their high energy, infectious compassion, and singly motivated individual can improve a team dynamics, increase productivity, encourage greatness in others, and just by being there within the group. Did you ever know that a person who lights up a room every time they walk in? You've heard that phrase. Oh, when so-and-so walks into the whole room just lights up. Or that a person who can always make people laugh, even in the worst of circumstances. Those who have the gift of infectious enthusiasm can change an entire room just by walking into it. Now, Jesus was that kind of person. You know, they talk about influencers today. I know the most famous influencers ever, and I hope you know him too. Jesus, and we see it in the scriptures. We hear it from the prophets. He was the kind of person who was surrounded by others, would memorize some with his compassion, his kindness, his healing energy, and would anger still others with the strength and identity and the power of his personhood. He would be Messiah to some and a stumbling stone to others, depending on their motives. But everybody in the room would somehow be infected by Jesus' presence. You couldn't just overlook Jesus. I love that Jesus called himself living water, because water shapes everything around it. Water is nature's most powerful sculpture and life giver. It can erode, it can reshape a rock, dictate geography, and sustain entire ecosystems. It can also create biodiversity, allow human communities for the nurture and agriculture, and also life itself. Water is very, very powerful. So if you got living water, what Jesus was talking about, man, do you got something. Did you know that every drop of water on Earth is interconnected? Yeah, in fact, being in the presence of water can even shape our mood, our outlook, our feeling, our healing. Water shapes how life exists and how it shapes our entire state of mind. Scientists call this blue mind effect. Being near bodies of water measurably reshapes our brain waves, and it lowers stress and cortisol levels, and it shifts our brain into a state of relaxation. It can even boost creativity. That's why a lot of people, I think I want to go to the beach and relax. Yeah, it helps. That water is amazing. So our brains are approximately 73% water. Water shapes our cellular structure, our electrical signaling, and our nutrient delivery, and our formation of tissues and its function. See, while we are asleep, our brain uses water like fluid to wash away any metallic waste and toxins. This is called flushing out, and it helps us to maintain our neurological health. Water is the lifeblood of our minds and all of our emotions. Imagine the power of the living water that Jesus was talking about. Being close to Jesus, communicating with him, spending time in prayer and meditation, which allows his living water power to saturate us body, mind, and spirit. Spending time with Jesus can literally reshape our brains and restart our lives. It's no wonder that Jesus invites us to come and drink. Let's face it, most of us have hot points in our lives that contribute to the kind of dehydration of our soul. You see, that kind of stress that we endure from being around or influenced by some less than favorable apples, if you would, can cause us great harm, even if we can't figure out where it's coming from. But, you know, I love the buts and the ifs, but spending time with Jesus can refresh us and wash us clean from that dry debris and can cause infuse us with living, giving sustenance to make us not just healthy in the body, but healthy in the spirit. You see, in our scripture today in Matthew, we see some of those instances of Jesus' infectious and powerful living water influence on those around him. And, you know, just what we read, you know, he called out Matthew. And there's something so charismatic and curiously good about Jesus that Matthew literally just dropped everything, got up from his chair, and followed Jesus. And then he sits around the dinner table with Matthew's friends, and including other tax collectors and sinners. You know, they were saying under their breath, you know that Jesus, he eats with sinners. And people who were doubtfully Jewish and his powerful presence draws them all in. And then in the midst of a request by a synagogue leader to come and to cure his daughter, a suffering woman approaches and touches the fringe of his coat, and she's instantly healed. We know about all this, not isolated instances. The scripture is full of them. But whenever Jesus goes, his presence draws attention. He fills every room. He commands every space. Now, I like to think of Jesus as influencer and powerful. His healing vibes that affects everything and everyone around him. You know, it's a kind of vibrational force, if you would. Think for a moment of a world as a network of interconnected sound waves. Every material thing in the air, the water, your thoughts all vibrate a certain frequency. Yeah, they even found music at a certain frequency, especially string instrument music, has a healing concept to it. So, if you've ever seen a powerful soprano shatter a glass with the vibration of her voice, what scientists would tell us that at that point in which her voice begins vibrating at the same frequency as the glass will break. It's like that, I think, with Jesus, too. You see, when our hearts begin to resonate with Jesus and our faith deepens to a point in which we receive and perceive the power of his presence, what happens? We change. Jesus doesn't change. No, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But we are changed. We can and we will if we let that influencer Jesus be around us. Wow. I think when Jesus comes into the life of a church or a community or a simple bushel of people, his presence is like that good apple. He changes the entire group just by his presence. Knowing that sure makes prayer important, doesn't it? Pray the Lord come. So let's take a moment and take hands of those around us. Now, we're on the online service. We can't do that, but we can do it in our imagination and take hands around our imaginary lovers and friends and invite Jesus in. Allow him to shape you, fill you with his spirit, nurture you, and more importantly, heal you. And then see what happens next. I can guarantee whatever it is, it's going to be good. Something good is going to happen. To happen to you, something good. Well, I'm not a singer, but I like that song. Oral Roberts used to play that song always at the end of his services. Something good is going to happen to you if you invite Christ into your life and make him Lord of your life. Well, thank you for tuning in. And we're grateful for you, and we're grateful for this little church known as Bethel, and pray that you have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name.